This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Russia and North Korea have signed a partnership deal that appears to be the strongest since the Cold War. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian state media says President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have signed a comprehensive strategic partnership during a summit in Pyongyang. Putin's visit comes amid growing concerns over an arms arrangement in which North Korea provides Russia with badly needed munitions for Moscow's war in Ukraine in exchange for economic assistance and technology transfers that could enhance the threat posed by Kim's nuclear weapons and missile program. The North is under heavy UN Security Council sanctions over its weapons program, while Russia also faces sanctions by the U.S. and its Western partners over its aggression in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Commission on Wednesday proposed disciplinary steps against France and six other EU countries over running excessive budget deficits, but will announce deadlines for the reduction in November.
Today's report is the first step in the process of opening an EDP. It will be for the Council in July to adopt a decision establishing the existence of an excessive deficit in those member states.
France is in the spotlight, being EU's second biggest economy, and faces political turmoil after President Emmanuel Macron called snap elections. President Joe Biden unveiled a highly expansive plan to allow spouses with legal status to apply for permanent residency without having to first depart the country. To qualify, they must have lived in the United States for 10 years and be married to a U.S. citizen. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is claiming the United States is withholding weapons needed for the war in Gaza in a video released Tuesday.
I said it's inconceivable that in the past few months, the administration has been withholding weapons and ammunition to Israel. Israel, America's closest ally, fighting for its life, fighting against Iran and our other common enemies.
Israel's war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, has killed more than 37,000 people, according to Gaza's health ministry, which does not distinguish between combatants and civilians in its count. The war has largely cut off the flow of food, medicine, and other supplies to Palestinians who are facing widespread hunger. The Taiwanese people will not give in to Chinese coercion, Taiwan's President Lai Ching-te said on Wednesday. Lai's comments come just after the United States approved the sale of weapons to Taiwan. The U.S. is bound by law to provide Chinese-claimed Taiwan with the means to defend itself despite the lack of formal diplomatic ties to the constant anger of Beijing. The UN Human Rights Office said Israeli forces may have repeatedly violated fundamental principles of the laws of war.
In this connection, it notes that unlawful targeting, when committed as part of a widespread or systematic attack against a civilian population in line with the state or organizational policy, may also implicate the commission of crimes against humanity.
A report details six incidents that took place between October 7th and December 2nd, in which the UN Human Rights Office was able to assess the kinds of weapons, the means, and the methods used in these attacks. The U.S. Navy is trying to counter near-daily attacks from Yemen's Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. AP's news director for the Persian Gulf in Iran, John Gambrell, commented on Wednesday.
The Navy says they're facing their most intense combat since World War II. The Houthis insist these assaults will continue as long as Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip goes on. This means shipping remains at risk in that Red Sea corridor.
A bulk carrier sank days after an attack by Houthi rebels believed to have killed one mariner on board, authorities said early Wednesday. It is the second ship sunk in the rebels' campaign. Cyril Ramaphosa has been sworn in for a second term as South Africa's president in a ceremony in the administrative capital. Ramaphosa is now set to appoint a cabinet in a new coalition government after his African National Congress party lost its parliamentary majority in an election last month. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.